Arts. Thursday saw the premiere of a new documentary on HBO Czech Republic by respected filmmaker and cameraman David Čalek called Heaven Hell. The film was aired as part of HBO's Bez Censuri, Without Censorship series, tackling issues rarely examined on the big or small screens. Heaven Hell is a year-long look into the lives of four people deeply involved in BDSM, that is, bondage, domination, and sadomasochism. Director David Čalek stopped by the Czech radio building this week. Jan Wellinger began by asking him whether it was difficult to persuade his subjects to take part in the film.
I can say the journey to the rabbit hole wasn't so difficult that I expected in the beginning. I was really unsure that we can really talk with people about their sexuality openly, because what is happening in the bed, what really happening in the bed, nobody talks about. And these people open for me this Pandora box, and this was before I start filming, and later we came to this subject also in front of the camera, and some of very personal point of view or happenings are in the film.
Was it important to you as a filmmaker that their fetishes were also very different, to sort of show not only their fetishes but also their personal lives were very different?
Actually, the fetishism is one of the main bridge about our world and their world. Because everybody likes, every man likes car, every woman likes jewelry, and everybody has his own fetish, which guides his unconscious life and feelings. And sometimes I have this feeling that maybe fetishism itself is engine of our society, of modern Western society. A reason why the people buy things they don't need it, really.
Every object in an advertisement, it can be fetishized, or a woman, or
and
a man.
I think the advertising company count with it and use it. The people in BDSM community just works with the fetish, but not unconsciously like us. They use it to be somebody else for a while, to make different personality for 2 hours in Domina's studio. Sometimes they change really to the opposite, that somebody who is in the head of big society and is chief of many people, then he eats from like a dog in the floor, and he do just opposite what he does in his normal life. And the fetish is something what takes us to the rabbit hole.
You have limits in showing what you could show.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the reality is more brutal than what you could possibly show in the film.
Yes. I think reality is much more than we saw in a film. But if you do your work, you are more used to it, and you are less sensible to something what is maybe rude or strange or whatever for people who don't know about your work. It's same here. It will be very shocking and maybe not good for the film itself to show some scene which will maybe take some people out of the cinema. It's difficult to answer. Yes, there is many shots which wasn't used in the film, and with my editor we were very careful to the frontier what use and what don't use, because after a year of filming these people and editing this film, I am not like the audience. I am more involved in the community and in practice when they say what they do, and I must be more careful. And I think it's same for the audience that we cannot show. We must just give an example. We are talking about different life and different point of view and different maybe freedom for these people. But it's not film which will shock the audience and the people who are seeing it. Uh-huh. It's not the purpose of the film.
But to me, it seems like a drug, and that you have to, once you go deeper and deeper, it is a drug. And in fact, it can't have a happy ending.
You know, everybody is different. So somebody who goes to the pub every week, he can stay in the level of 5-6 beers, and he's not going further. But somebody goes further and takes more beer and more alcohol, and then is alcoholic, and he must go to hospital. So it's same thing with sexuality. If you are strong enough to stay in position when you are not the slave of SM scene, which makes me laugh, but you are master of yourself, and if there is sexuality or drugs or anything else, and you are not free, you are not guiding yourself, somebody is guiding you, then it's end of life, I think, because freedom is, I think, most greatest art we have, and people from SM scene, I think, know it, because they really play with the freedom and limits, and when you play with these intimate things and very dangerous subjects, you must be careful, and I think these people are really very, very free people I met. I cannot speak generally, but I think position when you say I am deviant to the society where is deviant a very rude word, it's a kind of freedom.
And I wanted to ask you if there were, to your knowledge, other films or filmmakers who were working in the field. I could only think of one that I'd seen, which was Nick Broomfield, and he did this film Fetishes in the 90s, but he, as far as I remember, took a more sort of sensationalistic approach, which is what you didn't want here. Is anybody else in the Czech Republic working in film on similar subject like this one, to your knowledge?
I heard about film you meant, but I don't know any documentary or feature about this topic, which was the first what we try to search for.
What has the feedback been like? People have responded, I'm sure, have sent you emails or written letters.
I was most surprised which kind of people give me some feedback or write me an email or SMS. It wasn't people who are in that scene, who are very often it was people they have normal life, family, children, and they say that it helps them to see their own life in different light, and this really gives me joy that it wasn't waste that my three heroes opened their sexual intimacy.
That was director David Chalek ending our program for today.